Well, as has been stated, today is All Saints' Day in all of Christendom. And as we honor those who have passed, in Germany it was originally called Totenfest, Festival of the Dead. Sounds slightly morbid, and so it's now been really called by many people the Festival of the Departed Saints. And so as we honor them on this day, of course, underneath that is also the notion that we will eventually pass ourselves and join them. And there is no greater passage in the Bible than this one to deal with that notion of our passing. A little background is that we don't know who wrote the letter to the Hebrews. It was at one time thought that it was Paul, but it is clearly not Paul, and so it is anonymous. But yet we're glad anyway that it made it into the biblical canon. At the time that it was written, the Christians were beyond the death and resurrection of Jesus. Peter and Paul have started on the Christian mission to get the church going. And there is still the memory in Christians' minds of the apocalyptic words of Jesus that this will all come to an end. And soon, whatever soon means, the Roman Empire will come crashing down on the heads of the Romans, and we will end that long line of terrible Caesars, and Jesus will return. Well, at the time the letter is written, Rome is still fully intact and will be for a few more centuries to come, and Jesus has not ever returned, though the hope still exists. So the writer of the letter wants to give encouragement to the Christians at the time, because they're probably thinking, well, what's the delay? Let's get the ball rolling. Has my life amounted to anything? I'm following this Christian tradition. I try to do the best I can, but what's the legacy that I'm living? And what does the future hold? So he writes this letter, and he says, basically, at the beginning of chapter 11, that the concern is not so much the kinds of things that you and I get involved with, our family tree, and oh, that's right, Uncle Joe's part of the family tree. Well, you know, that's one of those weird branches, and concerned about our legacy and keeping track of all of that. He says, who we are now joins a great procession of saints that have gone before us. That's what happens. That's the nature of our passing. And so in chapter 11, he goes about listing a whole bunch of saints and what they all did. I'll just give you the names. He begins with Abel, then Enoch, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and then all the prophets. Wow, what a procession. And so the writer is saying, we now join that procession. We are now a part of that. That is our ancestry, not so much our physical bloodlines. They are our ancestors now. What did they do? In another paragraph, he tells us what they did. They conquered kingdoms, they enforced justice, received promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, put foreign armies to flight. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, and they were killed with the sword. And that last sentence is a little bit, you know, hard to take. But this is where passingness is overcome. the saints have established a pathway, and we are now the ones who are treading where the saints have trod. The writer then goes on to point out one more thing that's a little bit mysterious. And you heard it at the beginning of the scripture that was read today. Though they all gained God's approval by their faith, none of them received what God had promised. For God had resolved upon something better for us, that they might not reach the fulfillment of their hopes except with us. So they had a vision that motivated them, and they died before the vision could be fulfilled. There were moments, of course, when they were wondering, what's this all about? You know, they've got these various kinds of troubles and things that are getting in the way of what they want to do, just like us. But there were moments in which the clouds broke and they had moments of feeling, oh yes, God is with us. Love is still winning the day. We can continue on. So their lives were lived in such a way that when they died, their work was not completed. It was unfinished. We can say, well done, good and faithful servant. But they don't get a passing grade, they get an incomplete. And the reason they get an incomplete is because, as the writer tells us, their work needs to be completed by the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that. David has a dream of wanting to build the temple for God in Jerusalem. Sorry, that gets passed on to Solomon, who builds the temple. Jesus gives us a new understanding of God's will, but it is Paul and Peter who have to then start the ball rolling. And it is Timothy who takes over from Paul and extends his work even further. And we can go down through the centuries. And in the 20th century, in the early part of it, there was a man by the name of Walter Rauschenbusch. And he started a movement called the Social Gospel. Well, that influence and the theology of Reinhold Niebuhr and also the work of Gandhi all came to fruition through Martin Luther King Jr. And so the work of God continues generation by generation and is now down to us. We are here to help fulfill the work of the saints, the dearly departed of this past year, and to continue it in our own lives. This is the meaning of that phrase in the Apostles' Creed, we believe in the communion of saints. For we, like they, have a common history, a common work, a common love, and certainly a common faith. And they now join all the other saints to form what the writer has called a cloud of witnesses. And that cloud of witnesses will be with us as we continue the work of God. Let us do so in our time. Amen.